Number one, stay calm. You have a wonderful mind with 100 billion cells more powerful than any supercomputer ever built. Your brain can store libraries of information throughout your life, which you can access through your memory in a couple of seconds. Your thoughts are extraordinarily powerful, with the ability to make you mad or glad, positive or negative, excited or calm. Your thoughts, the thoughts you think, determine the emotions that you experience. When you find yourself in crunch time, when you experience a sudden setback or reversal, your very first job is to seize control of your thoughts and feelings to assure that you perform at your best. On the wall of one of my classrooms in school was a poster showing an extremely agitated man running around. It said, "When excited or in doubt, run in circles, scream and shout." This is exactly what many people do in a crunch. Your natural tendency when things go wrong is for you to react or sometimes overreact in a negative way. You feel angry, upset, disappointed, or afraid. These stressful thoughts and negative emotions immediately start to shut down major parts of your brain, including your neocortex, the thinking part of your brain that you use to analyze, assess, solve problems, and make decisions. If you do not assert your mental and emotional control immediately in crunch time, when things go wrong, you will automatically resort to the fight or flight reaction. You will want to either counterattack or retreat, neither of which may be the right strategy in a crisis situation. The starting point of staying calm in a crisis is for you to refuse to react automatically and spontaneously. Instead, take a deep breath to calm your mind and then think carefully about your next words and actions. Imagine that everyone is watching. Imagine that this situation is a test to see what you are truly made of. See yourself as a leader. You set the tone for those who look up to you. Imagine that everyone is waiting to see how you will respond. Resolve to set a good example, to be a role model for others, to demonstrate the correct way to deal with a major problem as if you were giving a lesson. The primary source of negative emotions is frustrated expectations. You expected a thing to happen in a particular way and something altogether different has happened. You immediately respond in a negative way. This is quite normal. The two major forms of negative emotions triggered by a crisis or setback are the fears of failure and the fears of rejection. You experience the fears of failure when you are threatened with the loss of money, customers, position, reputation, or the life and well-being of another person. This possibility of failure or loss, especially regarding money, triggers the emotions of anxiety, stress, or anger. The fear of rejection is closely associated with the fear of criticism or disapproval, or failing to measure up to the expectations of others. When something goes wrong, you often feel as if you are not capable or competent. You feel embarrassed and deficient. You lose face. Your ego is threatened. These reactions are normal and natural. All that matters is how you deal with these fears. Remember, your response to the crisis is everything. This is the test. Instead of overreacting, take a deep breath, relax, and resolve to deal with the problem calmly and effectively. Psychologists have determined that your explanatory style largely determines your thoughts, emotions, and subsequent actions. Your explanatory style is defined as the way you explain things to yourself. Fully 95% of your emotions, positive or negative, are determined by the way you interpret the things that are happening around you, by the way you talk to yourself. If you interpret the unexpected setback in a constructive way, you will remain calm and in control. Although your mind can hold thousands of thoughts in a row, it can only hold one thought at a time, and you are always free to choose that thought at any moment. Whatever thought you choose at the moment will determine whether you become angry and flustered or remain calm and collected. Remember, most things in life don't work out, at least initially. Remind yourself that problems and difficulties are a normal and natural part of life. They're unavoidable. The only thing you can control is how you deal with them. Keep yourself calm by refusing to catastrophize. Refuse to interpret the problem to yourself as overwhelmingly negative. Very few things are ever as bad as they seem initially. The four most important words for dealing with any crisis are the words, "This too shall pass." Instead of overreacting, keep yourself calm by asking questions of the other people involved. Listen patiently to the answers. If there's a solution, your job is to find it by fully understanding what has happened before you respond. Sometimes, talking over the problem with a spouse or a trusted friend will help immensely to keep you calm and controlled. Go for a long walk and review the situation calmly, examining it from every angle, seeking for a possible solution. Remain optimistic no matter what is going on. Look for something good in the problem or situation. Very often, what appears to be a major setback is an opportunity in disguise. The complete failure of a project, process, or business venture can be exactly what you need to trigger you into focusing your time and resources in another direction. Especially, no matter what happens, seek the valuable lesson in every difficulty and setback. It seems that within every problem you face, there is the seed of an equal or greater benefit or advantage. When you discipline yourself to look for the good in the situation and to seek the valuable lessons that the situation or crisis might contain, you automatically remain calm, positive, and optimistic. As a result, all the powers of your wonderful mind remain available to you to solve the problem or resolve the crisis. When you face crunch time, take a few minutes to close your eyes, breathe deeply, and visualize yourself as calm, confident, relaxed, and in complete control. Resolve to be positive and optimistic around other people. Speak kindly and courteously. Act as if you don't have a care in the world and that whatever has happened, it's not really bothering you at all.